Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Do you know where you're going in life? Most people either don't have an answer to that question, or if they do, their answer is not so much where they're going as much as where they would like to go, or where they intend to go. In today's study, we'll consider the unnerving question of where we're actually going in life.
We've been studying through the Sermon on the Mount verse by verse. We came last week to this closing section of the sermon where Jesus calls the listener to enter through the narrow gate, verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. I think when you read that text to the average person on the street, you just go and say that to somebody, you read that, and then you say, okay, which of those roads are you on? I think the average person would say, neither. I'm not on the narrow road. I'm not on the wide road. I'm on the medium road. Right? I'm on the medium road. Just as it's fashionable today, these days, to be politically moderate, it's also very fashionable these days to be religiously moderate. Everyone wants to be moderate. And the absolute last thing you want to be labeled in our day and age is a religious extremist. Right? Because that's Osama bin Laden. Right? That's Al-Qaeda. The extremists. That's what the extremists do. They just go nuts and they kill people and everything else. So we don't want to be labeled extremist. But the narrow road is an extremist road, is it not, by definition? So most people, they don't want to be extreme, you know, on the narrow road. Hardly anybody's on that road. They don't want to be extremist. But on the other hand, they don't want to go too extreme on the other side, do they? Either. They don't want to be heathens and, you know, godless, secular, humanist, atheist, whatever. They don't want to, that's a little bit too extreme, too. So they just want to be moderate, the medium road. They know they might not quite deserve to go to heaven, but they're quite certain they don't belong in hell. So, you know, something in between. They really aren't all that sure where they're going. They don't know. It's a matter of little concern to them. They don't give much thought. They just want to live the way they want to live, and you know, whatever happens on Judgment Day happens on Judgment Day. I can't, you know, and they'll just roll the dice with eternity. Whatever happens, happens. Go to heaven, go to hell. I mean, it's just bizarre, isn't it? They don't do that with anything else. They don't do that with lesser things. They don't get on a bus as not knowing where it's going. Nobody boards a plane without first asking what's the destination of the plane. But they'll get on a broad road in life that leads to some eternal destination without even asking, what is it? They won't look at their feet and say, what direction are these feet pointed? Heavenward or not? Is this moderate road I'm on actually going to take me to heaven? Just don't ask. And so Jesus' words here, I believe, are intended to shake us out of the lethargic fog of apathy and realize that anything other than the narrow road will end in hell, and so we need to wake up to enter through the narrow gate.
Well, I hope you weren't looking for a really long episode today, just a few minutes, but I kept this segment by itself because it's worth considering without getting lost in the other points. Tomorrow's podcast is longer, but by keeping this one short, now you have an extra 5 minutes in your day that you could devote to considering the question, where is your life going? What direction are your feet pointing? I'm not talking about your career, your finances, or anything like that. I'm talking about the spiritual path you're on. What direction are you moving? What end point are you getting closer to each day? What are you becoming? Talk to God about it. And see if there's any areas where you might need to change course a bit.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are a crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.